أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, as usual, on our time, we continue with توضيح المسائل for Sayyid Sistani, and I hope that all we follow these issues, which are very important to all people, especially the foreigner people. Why? Because it is necessary for them to have these issues. Why? Because each person of us should know what are the issues which is related to him, and these issues which is halal and which is haram for him, and which is he should do and which one he shouldn't do. For that, dear brothers and sisters, you have to know that person should read and learn all the time. Why? Because this is related to his life, and everybody should learn and should follow the marji' in all his deeds and all of his actions to get at the end of Allah, which is so. Today, inshallah, we will continue of and today we will continue with issue 75. Within issue 75, we have to notice that all the information we've taken here in this lesson, we have to memorize and we have to keep them in our minds. So, within issue number 71, if a person, mukallaf, doubts whether he has made the outlet pack, he has a suspicious that he make the outlet pack or not. So, he has a suspicious. He's not sure, but he has a doubt. It is necessary that he should make it pack even, yes, it doesn't matter. Let's go to issue 75, yes. I read issue 71. So within issue 75, if a person doubts whether he has performed istibra,
Yes, it is the same, almost the same beginning of the issue. All right, so it doesn't matter, inshallah. If a person doubts whether he has performed istibra or not, the issue here is I, or yes, am I made the istibra or not? This is what I am doubt of. Then I discharge a liquid about which he is not sure whether it is pack or not. Then I wash a liquid about which is not sure whether this liquid is pack or not. That liquid is will be deemed najis. That liquid is will be deemed najis. Okay, again, and if he has performed wudu, it becomes void. It becomes void. Again, if a person doubts whether he has performed istibra or not, and then discharges a liquid about which he is not sure. Okay, a person doubts whether he performed istibra or not. He is suspect that he did istibra or not. Okay, then discharge a liquid about which he is not sure whether it is back or not. Then this person saw a liquid. Okay, this liquid comes out of his penis, and he say he's not sure whether this liquid is najis or pak. Whether this liquid is najis or pak. So what? Okay. So do you hear me? Yes, you hear me good. So it is pak or not. The hukum is that liquid is will be deemed najis. That liquid is will be deemed najis. And if he has performed wudu, it becomes void. You know, brothers and sisters, the problem here is that a person, he is not sure, yes, that his wudu is what is correct is or not, it is not correct. So here now the wudu is not correct, is not correct. So wudu, it becomes void. However, if he doubts, if he doubts when or whether he performed the istibra correctly or not, and a liquid is discharged about which he is not sure whether it is pak or not, that liquid will be pak. And it will not invalidate the wudu again. This is another picture. This is another picture. Okay, I'm going to repeat the first picture, then I'll read the second picture. Okay, the first picture, if a person doubts whether he has performed istibra or not, okay, and then discharge a liquid, he doesn't know he did istibra or not. He has performed istibra or not. Then discharge a liquid about which he is not sure whether it is pak or not. This liquid is pak, tahir, or najis. Sayyid said that liquid is will be deemed najis. That liquid is will be deemed najis. Yes. Okay. That liquid is will be deemed najis. Okay. And if he has performed wudu, it becomes void. It becomes void. That wudu is not correct. Is not correct. So he has to go back and to pack himself and to make wudu again. Okay, the second picture, however, if he doubts when whether he performed istibra correctly or not. The second picture, he is sure that he did the istibra, but what he is not sure of it, that he make istibra correctly in the correct way or not. You see the difference between the two pictures, brothers and sisters? The first picture, he was doubt whether he did the istibra or not. While the second picture, he sure that he made istibra, but what he is suspect of is that istibra was correct or incorrect. Okay, within the first picture, yes, that liquid is will be deemed najis. Okay, and if he has performed wudu, it becomes void. All right, with the second picture, he was sure that he performed the istibra, but he wasn't sure that he performed istibra correctly or not. You know where he suspected of? He was suspected of the way of doing the istibra. Is it correct or it is incorrect? In the second time, a liquid is discharged about which he is not sure whether it is bad or not. That liquid, with the second time, with the second picture, that liquid will be packed and it will not invalidate the wudu. In the second picture, brothers and sisters, yes, since that the mukallaf was suspected of the way of the istibra, was it correct or incorrect, but he was sure that he made what istibra, but was he performed istibra in the correct way or incorrect way? So then he discharged a liquid. Then we told him, or Sayyid said, the hukum of that liquid is tahir, is pak, is pak. And if he made wudu, the wudu, yes, the wudu invalidate. All right, if it's correct. Yes, if you don't have a question, I'll keep on. All right, please write if you hear me. Okay, you hear me? That's good. With issue 76, if a person performs istibra. Yes, we have now a person, and this person is performing istibra. Okay, or he performed istibra. If a person performs istibra and also performs wudu. So, first of all, he did istibra. Secondly, he did wudu. So he performs istibra and he also performs wudu after istibra. And after, yes, and if after wudu he says a liquid. If he, after wudu, he sees what? A liquid discharged, of which he knows that it is either urine or a semen. Now, he discharge a liquid. He sees a liquid discharged. And he doesn't know, yes, he knows, sorry, he knows that it is either urine or semen, either urine, bowel, or semen, many. It will be obligatory upon him to ghusl. So he has to do what? He has to do ghusl together with wudu. So we need from him both ghusl and wudu. Why? Wudu, ghusl, if this water or this liquid was what? Semen. If that liquid was semen. This is ghusl for what? Semen. Maybe he was what? Mujnib. Secondly, we ask him for wudu, to perform wudu. Maybe that liquid wasn't semen, but it was what? It was urine. It was urine. So in this case, we ask him for both. First, ghusl. Second, for what? To perform wudu. Yes. But if he had not done wudu after istibra, so he hadn't. Thank you, Alwiya. Yes. But if he had not done wudu after istibra, so he make istibra, but he didn't make wudu after istibra. Okay, then wudu alone will be what? Sufficient. Then wudu alone will be sufficient. Okay, look, the second part or the third part of this issue. But if he had not done wudu after istibra, that means then when he make istibra, he didn't make what? Wudu. Then wudu alone will be sufficient. We ask him for wudu. Okay. Shall I repeat this? Yes, I repeat this issue. Okay. Issue 76. Within issue 76, what do we have? If a person performs istibra. Okay. He performs istibra and also performs wudu. Istibra and wudu. And if after wudu he sees a liquid discharged. After wudu he sees a liquid discharged. Okay? From the private place. Okay? The private part, yes. Of which he knows that it is either urine or semen. Now he knows this liquid either urine or what? Or semen. Okay, it will be obligatory of. So what is the hukum now? The hukum is obligatory upon him to do what? Ghusl. To do ghusl together with wudu. So we need from him ghusl and wudu. But if he had not done wudu after istibra, he hadn't done what? Wudu after istibra. then wudu alone will be sufficient. Wudu alone will be what? Sufficient. That means wudu will be enough. Okay? Yes, again, this is the last sentence. But if he had not done wudu after istibra, he make istibra, but he didn't make wudu, then he saw that liquid, then wudu alone will be sufficient. Will be sufficient. Yes, but in this case, brothers and sisters, he doesn't know that neither this semen or urine. This liquid was suspected. This liquid was suspected. But if he recognized this liquid was urine, he should wash the place, wash the clothes, and make wudu again, perform wudu. But if he was sure that liquid was what? A semen, he should go and make what? And make ghusl. And make ghusl. Okay. This is for issue 76. How about issue 77? Issue 77. Yes, when enough time has lapsed since urinating, it means enough time has what finished since urinating, and one becomes sure that no urine is left in urinary passage. Okay, you see what, brothers and sisters, he make urinating, and there is enough time after urinating, he was sure nothing inside what? Inside left in the urinary passage. Okay? And then he sees some liquid. Then he sees what? Some liquid. But he is not sure whether this liquid is urine or semen. Doubting whether it is pack or not. So what is the hukum of that? What is the hukum of that liquid? It is pack or it is najis. So he will consider it as pack. Sayyid said he will consider this liquid what? As pak tahir, even if he had not done istibra. Even if he had done not istibra. Why? Because there is enough time or a long time between urinating and when he sees that what? When he sees that liquid. So he considered this what? As he considered this as yes, as tahir, pak, not najis. Yes, even if he had not done istibra, even if he had not done what? Istibra. All right. Good. Yes. If he has wudu, it will be valid. It will be valid. If he has wudu, the wudu will be what? The wudu will be valid. All right. If you don't have, I'll continue. This is the last issue for today in fiqh. Istibra is not meant for women. That means women doesn't have istibra. Women doesn't have what? Istibra. And if she sees any liquid, and she doubts whether it is urine, that liquid is pak, that liquid is tahir, and it will not invalidate wudu and ghusl, and this liquid will never validate, invalidate wudu and ghusl. Okay, so again, this is the last issue. Women doesn't have istibra is not meant for women. Okay, how about if a woman sees any liquid and she doubts? You see, brother, she doubts. We are talking about doubts. If she sure that liquid is semen or that liquid is urine, so if it is semen, she had to go and make ghusl. If it is urine bowl, she has to go and make wudu. Okay? But now she doubts about that, whether that liquid, whether it is urine, that liquid is what? Is pak. And it will not invalidate wudu and ghusl. And her wudu and ghusl is still as it is. And we reach to recommended and disapprove act. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.